Welcome to the Grace, Grit & Glow podcast. This show is for women to empower themselves and to unlock self-confidence and tap into their inherent beauty. Themes are centered on how facing challenges with grit can be an opportunity to shine one's light, discover a myriad of tools and guidance to approach life with grace, and immerse in the glow that is accessible in everything already within. Join us in building a community that thrives in the empowerment of women. Please enjoy the episode. Before we begin, I want to invite you to join my Facebook group, Grace, Grit, and Glow with Beautypreneur Nikki Tang, and become part of my community. You can bring in your friends to join too. I would really love to see our community grow. See you there! We've all met that person at a party or a business function who seems to light up a room. People are drawn to them like moths are to a flame. What is their secret? How does one glow up? Is there an art in glowing up? For some, glowing up is a process that focuses on the improvement of physical appearance, individual style, overall attractiveness, and maturity. But for me, glow is a reflection of one's inner light, peace within, and the bliss in the outer form. I am a witness to people who I just met, but when I look into their eyes, I know that they are inherently good. They have that glow in their eyes. I do believe in the saying that the eyes are the window to one's soul, and our body is a sacred space for hosting the light of our soul. Glowing up is an attitude. It should be part of your daily lives. In treating yourselves with love and kindness, and then shining that for others. I believe that glow is complete when you love yourself unconditionally, when you nurture God's creation of you by taking care of yourself. The visual beauty we see in a person definitely has an internal origin. Beauty is something that comes deep within us. In every man and woman is a landscape. That landscape is your true self. Where precisely in the inner landscape does the true beauty lie? Your subconscious mind. Nourish it every day with goodness, kindness, and positive thoughts, and then you will begin to attract people. People will just love to be around you. A person can knowingly, that's confidence, or unknowingly, that's the natural, project inner glow, manifesting their true self in the external world. For me, outward perfection will only bring you so far, but the inner glow will bring the world to your feet. A radiant glow is a sign of vitality and an abundant chi or life energy. For those of you who resonate with this idea of radiance, light, shine, and glow, and are perhaps wondering, what are the ways to glow from within? Here's what comes to mind which you can do. First, begin your day with love. Second, use affirmations to train your mind to become more positive. I would like to share with you my mantra, and here it is. I accept myself. I care for myself. I take time for myself and enjoy it. I deserve time for myself, and I feel good about taking time regularly. I handle difficulties with grace. I allow myself to experience and express emotions, both negative and positive. I am perfectly all right just the way I am. I am a valuable human being. I feel confident. I feel secure. I accept and love myself. How is it? Do you like it? You can also create a mantra for yourself. Write it down in big fonts and post it where you can see it every day. Third, make it a goal to live in gratitude every day. Count your blessings rather than do a lot of complaining. Love your imperfect self. Remember, no one is perfect. Only God is. Fourth, be guided by your intuition. Look for signs and pay attention to your gut feeling. Connect to your higher self more often. Fifth, come up with affirmations to say to yourself. An empowered way to glow up is to smile at yourself in the mirror. I know of someone who writes in red lipstick an affirmation to herself on the mirror, the words, "You are beautiful." Sixth, be kind to yourself. Being kind to yourself is not being selfish. In fact, it's entirely selfless because when you feel good, you are more inclined to help others feel good as well. Fill your love tank. 7. Take time for yourself. Whatever you're struggling with, please stop being so hard on yourself. The only person who is responsible for your happiness and positive outlook on life is you. 8. Surround yourself with people who push you to be better. If they're not making you glow, glow alone. Toxic people will just bring you down. 9. Ground yourself spiritually. When you learn how to ground yourself, you can become truly present. Discover where you are spiritually, and only when you have found yourself, you begin to glow for others. You become the light of the world. 10th, look at failures as an opportunity. We can either fold under the pressure or look for learning experiences. Choose the latter. I hope that this list has provided you with some useful information or tips that can help you glow from the inside. Inner glow is available to everyone. We can all achieve having that inner glow. Each time you practice the action plans listed above, you will notice that the inner glow burning even just a tiny bit brighter every day. So have you figured out the secret to lighting up a room? The secret is being ourselves. Before we close, let's go back to what we all have been curious about, the title of my podcast. I have said that grace is the icing and grit is the cake itself. Have you figured out what glow is? Let's imagine your favorite chocolate lovingly baked by your grandma. The one that makes it appealing is its total look. That is glow. My deepest gratitude goes out to all of you for supporting me in this path. Together, we can create an awesomely inspiring new world, keep the glow growing, and keep on shining like a diamond. Be in the glow. As we close, let me leave you with this quote from Anthony D. Williams for your inspiration, and I quote, "Shine your light in love and truth, and your soul will glow." I look forward to seeing you for another episode of Grace, Grit, and Glow. Lots of love, Nikki.